At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Monday, March 16th. We're talking about strict new guidelines to get COVID-19 under control and exactly where that guidance is coming from, as well as the key takeaways from last night's Democratic debate, plus what to know about the NFL changing its drug policy, Bill Gates stepping down, and the popular movie streaming early. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Even more drastic measures are going into effect around the country, getting Americans to stay at home in the hopes of slowing the spread of COVID-19. New York City and the entire states of Washington, Ohio, Massachusetts, and Illinois ordered all bars and restaurants to close for at least 2 weeks, though they are still allowing takeout only. California's governor didn't mandate it, but urged bars and nightclubs to close and restaurants to cut the number of people allowed inside. Many major companies are taking additional action as well, like Starbucks allowing to-go orders only and Apple closing all of its retail stores for now. Also, most kids are staying home. School districts all around the country are now shut down, including the nation's largest in New York City and Los Angeles. Don't be surprised if more get added to the list for all of the above. They're following recommendations from the highest level health officials. First, the CDC. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now urging everyone, individuals and organizations, to cancel gatherings of 50 people or more for the next 8 weeks. That means everything from conferences and concerts to weddings and other parties. Also, the government's top infectious disease doctor is providing his take. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans should be ready for a 14-day lockdown. He didn't say the Trump administration was seriously considering anything on that scale at this point, but Fauci's message to the White House has been, the more that we can shut down, the better. Now, with all of that said, President Trump is urging calm. Specifically, he told Americans to stop hoarding groceries. We checked, and for now, the Department of Homeland Security recommends stocking up on just a 2-week supply of water, food, and medicine during a pandemic. Also, the Trump administration promised millions of new coronavirus tests would be available in coming weeks. Remember, there has been criticism about not having enough of those tests available. A couple other things from President Trump. He ordered an emergency declaration on Friday that frees up $50 billion to fight the new coronavirus, and the White House is waiving interest on student loans and purchasing more crude oil for the U.S. And don't forget, even more help should come out of Congress soon. The House passed a bipartisan relief package over the weekend. The Senate still needs to give the okay, then President Trump is expected to sign it. Also, Vice President Mike Pence says we can expect new social distancing guidance from the White House today. You've probably heard that phrase, social distancing, a lot lately. Here's how the CDC defines it. Avoiding mass gatherings and keeping at least 6 feet away from others whenever possible. So even people who have to go into work should try to spread out if they can. Remember, this is important because not everyone who gets the coronavirus will even show symptoms. So people can accidentally pass it on to others who eventually pass it to those who are the most vulnerable to this disease. The ultimate goal here is to avoid overwhelming our healthcare system to ensure those who do need care can actually get it. The Federal Reserve made a dramatic decision to fight the economic fallout from COVID-19. It slashed interest rates to near zero. Once again, this hasn't been done since the financial crisis in 2008. The Fed was expected to do this at its Wednesday meeting, but instead it announced emergency action yesterday, suggesting the Fed didn't think it could spare another 3 days. Wednesday's meeting is now canceled. The cuts could have impacts on mortgage rates, credit card interest rates, and auto loans. The next thing we'll want to watch for is how stock markets respond to the cuts. Stock futures dropped 5% last night, hitting the limit down. That means they couldn't fall any further. Before we move on, we want to let you know what's happening in Europe. The UK banned travel to the United States. That came after President Trump expanded the Europe travel ban to include the UK and Ireland. The only caveat here is that Americans are still able to come home, though a lot of airlines are cutting flights. Also, over the weekend, Spain and Ireland ordered nationwide lockdowns. And death tolls are going up there. The Washington Post reports Spain's death toll doubled in 24 hours Sunday to 288. And Italy experienced its deadliest day yet. Its death total has topped 1,800. Still, as scary as these numbers sound, remember this. Far more people recover from coronavirus than die from it. Meanwhile, dozens of research groups around the world are racing to create a vaccine for the future. The AP cites a source who says a clinical trial begins today in Seattle. Of course, we'll be sure to keep you posted as things change and develop. And if you're finding these updates helpful, be sure to share this episode. Let others know about our short updates here at The Newsworthy. Coronavirus concerns were evident from the very start of last night's Democratic presidential debate. We saw no handshake, no live audience, and the podiums were noticeably 6 feet apart. The first question asked each candidate how they would respond to a pandemic like the one we're dealing with now. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he would deploy U.S. military, mostly to help build overflow rooms at hospitals. Senator Bernie Sanders spoke more about healthcare costs. He said all coronavirus tests and treatments should be free. Of course, the whole debate wasn't about COVID-19. Later in the night, Biden committed to choosing a woman as his running mate. Sanders said he'd likely do the same. Their next contest is coming up tomorrow. Primaries in 4 states, Arizona, Illinois, Florida, and Ohio, will go on as scheduled. A couple other states decided to postpone their primaries to practice social distancing. Georgia's primary was moved from March 24th to May 19th. Louisiana's was moved from April 4th to June 20th. All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a great go-to app, a sort of secret weapon for learning new things quickly and getting ahead. Blinkist is unique. If you haven't heard of it before, it takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information, from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes. You can read the best takeaways right on your phone, tablet, or desktop, or with the audio feature, you can listen to them on the go. I love Blinkist because in less than 15 minutes, I can get the information or motivation I need in that moment. For information, there's the popular and timely option right now called Upheaval: Turning Points for Nations in Crisis. And for motivation, there are books like 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all for one low price. And Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. Big changes are coming to the NFL. The league and players reached an expected deal over the weekend that includes making the season longer and expanding the playoffs. Here's a breakdown of some of the key changes. The AP reports under the deal, the regular NFL season will expand from 16 to 17 games, while more teams will make it into the playoffs. Right now, 12 make the cut, but with the new changes, 14 will. Other changes involve the NFL's drug policy. Annual testing will now be limited to the first 2 weeks of training camp. And when it comes to marijuana, players will be allowed to have some THC in their system, as in the chemical in weed that gets you high. The deal also raises salaries, provides larger pensions for current and former players, and more. Not everyone is happy about this deal, though. Critics say, for example, it will cut benefits for some players who have health issues. Either way, these changes go into effect in 2021 and go through the 2030 season. Bill Gates is taking another step back from Microsoft. He's leaving the company's board of directors. Wired reports he says he wants to spend more time working on other initiatives like improving global health and education and fighting climate change. He co-founded Microsoft 45 years ago and stepped away from his daily role there back in 2008. But even now, he's not severing ties with Microsoft completely. He'll still be a technology advisor to Microsoft's current CEO. The FCC is working to keep people connected during the coronavirus pandemic, at least digitally. Engadget reports it's asked cell phone carriers and internet providers to help out by not shutting off anyone's service for the next 60 days, even if they can't pay their bills because of the outbreak. More than 70 companies have agreed to this, like AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and Comcast. Axios reports the companies also say they'll waive late fees and open Wi-Fi hotspots to those in need. This is key because lots of people are working from home right now, and some use telehealth. So this will make sure they don't get cut off from their jobs or their doctors. Frozen 2 is now streaming on Disney Plus 3 months early. Mashable reports it wasn't supposed to be released on the streaming platform until summer, but Disney decided to drop it over the weekend, saying people need its heartwarming message during these challenging times. And by the way, Star Wars was released early as well. In Gadget Reports, you can now buy it on Vudu, iTunes, and Amazon, starting at $20, although it's not available for rent yet. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today's Money Monday story is brought to you by Empower. The Empower app makes money management easier and even helps you save more money. For example, Empower looks at all of your subscriptions, think streaming services or gym memberships, and helps you cancel any you aren't using anymore. Empower helps you stay on top of all of it. Just go to empower.me/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy to get $5 once you reach your savings goal. Okay, so sticking with this subscriptions theme, today we're looking at a recent study by tech consulting firm West Monroe Partners. Their researchers found most, 84%, of consumers underestimate what they spend on subscription services. They found people are most aware of their mobile phone services and things like Amazon Prime, but least aware of things like wellness app subscriptions and child-geared subscriptions. The Motley Fool suggests taking stock on what you've been paying for and shopping around to make sure you're getting the best deal on things like insurance. Thanks again to our partner today, Empower. Go to empower.me/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned today. Find the links on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.